21 minutes to 8 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. We're having so much fun in studio because we're teaching Emily Morales, who, by the way, is the instructional designer, developmental editor of Moody Enrich from the Moody's Bible Institute, how to say lekker. Hello, Emily. How are you doing?
Lekker.
Okay, I'm not understanding this because Americans can't. So how come you can?
Because I'm from California.
So how come Californians can?
Well, actually, it's because a large Hispanic population, and a lot of their words roll R's. So my last name is, it's not Morales, it's Morales.
Morales, yes. You see. Okay. So just because of that, I'm assuming you've got the attitude to do this thing as well, because
course,
the whole Spanish thing is.
Morales.
With her, she brought our CEO, Karel Verhoef. Hello, Karel.
Goedemorgen.
You see, now we that's the Afrikaans for good morning and all. Okay, Karel, let's start off with you before I dive into the wonder. That's Emily. How come you've brought these wonderful people to South Africa? Why? What do we have to do with the Moody's Bible Institute?
Okay, I'll try and keep it short. When I was a student, I was studying theology to become a reverend. And in the subject missions history, we learned about the Dwight Moody and the great work that he did 150 years ago, and the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago that he founded. And these people just were the pioneers of training missionaries all over the world. I think they started off with teachers and nurses. They trained them to be missionaries all over the world. So a few years ago, 2014, I had the opportunity of attending a National Religious Broadcaster Conference in Nashville, Tennessee, in the United States. And then I ran into the Moody exhibition, where the people of the Moody Bible Institute had their stall. And I was so surprised. And I met up with the people and asked around. And then they said, well, come and visit us. So I phoned around. I phoned my boss and said, listen, can I quickly go to Chicago? He said, okay, but bring back something.
No pressure.
No pressure. So I went there. They showed me the whole place. And Jean, when we say a Bible institute or college, we mean a smallish place. Hmm. This place is a university. I mean, it looks like the University of Pretoria, and it's only biblical studies. They showed me around, and I immediately felt in my spirit that there has to be something between Radio Pulpit and this place. So it took 12 years, and 2 years ago, myself, our chairperson, Reverend Hermie Damons, and Charles van Onselen, we are all pastors. We got a sponsor, and we went to see Moody's. And we said to them, listen, something must happen now. And they said, like what? So we said, we want to be a satellite campus or an extension of Moody's in South Africa. And they said, oh yeah, because at that stage it was not a regular thing to do for Moody's. So we just kept on nagging and nagging and nagging. We got to the right people.
Perseverance.
And on Wednesday, a 12-year dream came true when we launched the Moody Enrichment Center at Radio Pulpit.
Woohoo! Hanneklaaf, yep. Well done. Okay. Emily, let's introduce you. Charles did warn you, I'm going to ask you this, because normal people do great things in the kingdom. That's how God works. Now he uses broken vessels and all. Let's introduce you. The lady before the makeup, before the first coffee, before, you know, the normal you at home. Who's Emily there?
The normal. Well, I do have to say, because I am from California, I don't go too long without makeup. Because
okay.
I am from California, to be quite honest. But prior to that, yeah, between the time I wake up and actually hit the bathroom, that's about 12 seconds before because I got to get those teeth brushed and got to hit that. Can you ask that again?
Personality-wise, like what kind of person are you?
Oh, well, definitely, I would say extroverted. So definitely extroverted and very, very geeky. So my job at Moody suits me so wonderfully because twist my arm. My job is to work with biblical content all day and do research on it and collate materials, work with some really great subject matter experts. We just have wonderful professors and wonderful pastors that we work with at Moody.
That make you a curious person?
Oh my goodness, insatiably, yeah,
she's insatiably. A scientist.
Oh, so we speak in capital letters. Mm-hmm. So noted. All right. Okay, so an extrovert, which makes you relate to people easily, which is great because that's a wonderful way of getting hold of information, discussions with people, and stuff comes up and you think, oh, that would be interesting to be added. So it is what you do then to find content to add to whatever Moody's has to offer.
Yes, and I'm actually the nice thing is that our professors are really super people. They're a great source of content. And then on top of that, we have materials that are in publishing. It's such a blessing to be tasked with this. And I find myself many times in developing courses, really becoming emotional, just looking, like we just did a course on suffering. Mm. And as I was building the course, I was being discipled in what is the role of suffering? What is God's purpose? Why do we suffer? In so many courses that I've built, I've had this experience of being discipled by the content in the process of curating it. Mm. So it's been really awesome.
Because we, in our Afrikaans culture, it is normal to be a Christian. It's the right thing you tick. Everyone is a Christian in South Africa. And because the knowledge is freely available, a lot of people know what Christianity is, but that relationship with Jesus is something that is actually not that prevalent everywhere. So I want to find out, because the letter of the law kills, where in your life did you make that connection with Jesus so that what you do now is still spirit-led?
Yeah, and absolutely. And that was August 1st, 1982 at 9:25 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
What?
It was, I know exactly, I was raised in a Marxist atheist home. And my mother was not a Christian, never stepped foot in church prior, ever stepped foot in church. And believe it or not, I was watching media. I was watching media coming into my house because I would never hear the gospel in my own home or through any guests. And I was watching a television broadcast. And it was at that time I heard the gospel presented. And I actually said, that sounds very logical. Yes, I will accept that. And I
just
like that.
No questions asked.
And my life did a 180 pivot. It was a 180 pivot. Kids in high school that knew me, when they saw me after that point, they were really surprised at the change.
Your parents say?
My dad was angry. My dad was really angry about this because I'm one of eight kids. And my oldest brother went to college and became, in my dad's words, a Jesus freak. And there were slowly just, God was working in the hearts of many of my siblings. And I was probably number three or four out of the eight. And my dad was furious about it.
And today?
He's passed away, but thankfully he did come to know the Lord before he passed away.
Oh, that must be good for your heart.
Yes.
And then how did you get involved with Moody's then?
So what a blessing. So in my first 2 years after being saved, I went to a local Bible house, didn't go to church. I went to a local Bible bookstore, and I picked up all these little study guides on how to study the Bible because I had no idea how to do this. And I started going through the study guides, writing my answers, reading my Bible, and I come to find out about several decades later, applying for a job at Moody, that Moody published those study guides. So that was kind of fun to see that, oh my goodness, oh, I remember those titles when I was 19 and 20 years old. What a blessing. I saw the ad looking for an instructional designer, and I was coming close to the end of my program, and God gave me just the gift of faith. I looked at the job, and I thought, And I actually became an instructional designer because I wanted to build science materials, but God softened my heart, and I got to a point where I said, no, I want to work for the glory of God in instructional design. And I saw that ad on Indeed, and I just, you know, God blessed me with faith. I said, that's my job. So I applied for it, and they hired me.
When was this?
This was my first day of work was July 6th, 4 years ago, 2021. And it was, I think it was about March I applied for the job.
And then you walk in there, and what were your impressions? Because obviously you've seen what they put out there, but when you walk into an institution, you know?
It was, I have to say, Moody's impressive. I never knew that. I do, because I have a background in science, and I do enjoy scholarship and research and deep thought. And arguing and debating ideas. I do love that. And Moody, that's really a ground that welcomes that, that says, yes, let's talk deeply about these biblical issues. That because the more we really dive into the Bible, again, so our faith is not miles wide and an inch deep, but really the more we dig in, it's so sanctifying. You really get to see and know the heart of God.
So what does your logical, scientific brain tell you about all the things in Christianity that's not explicable, that you can't put in a little box and explain to these atheists?
Well yeah, and I would say because God has proven himself reliable in so many key areas, like we know the resurrection is fact. That actually, most historians accept the data of the resurrection. Secular historians accept the proof of the resurrection because we look at how God has preserved his word. I see where in so many areas, God has made claims that are so true. And so in those areas where that seem paradoxical, like the doctrine of the Trinity, you know,
Noah and the ark.
Yes, and all of that.
And Jonah and the whale. That's...
Yes, and my first question was, I was a past evolutionist. So my question was creation. Did God create, or did the world come from, was it meaningless and purposeless without foresight? And I came to realize that really the data does not support that. The data supports a Genesis 1-1 creation event. And I saw this, the evidence for the resurrection. So a lot of, and really just, I really took a deep dive into apologetics. And I asked myself, does science support the biblical narrative? As it turns out, it does. If we really are not radical evolutionists, science does support the biblical narrative on creation and even God sustaining the universe. We cannot figure out in the world of science why certain things continue to happen. Scientists will wave their hands and say, natural laws. Yes, but there's other natural laws that cannot explain why this is happening. Like what happens inside of cells, for example.
Yeah. So my children study that at the moment. The reason I asked you that was because we need to know in South Africa that you believe what you are selling to this world. You understand? So now you are working with us in South Africa. Is it exciting to you to think that there is now the satellite station and the satellite?
I love it.
And
yes.
So you've been here for a week. What do you see? What do you experience here?
Well, it's really like I love South Africa. I'm talking to my husband about property listings now and saying, hey, bro, let's go.
What do you like about South Africa?
The culture here is so friendly. So, and tell even among the Christians at Radio Pulpit, there's been such a deep fellowship that is, radio, the people here just, they took us into the Radio Pulpit family. I could really feel an embrace into the family of Radio Pulpit. And what a blessing for Moody. We really feel blessed to have this satellite campus all the way across the world, not just east, but actually very, very far south. We really feel blessed with this. And this has been the desire. D.L. Moody always wanted to reach those who were not reached. Yeah. And he, no matter where they may be, and Moody has always had a global heart. And more recently, we have really seen things come into place that happened to coincide upon the time frame of our solidifying all this with Radio Pulpit. So really this is fulfilling really where Moody's heart is going as an institution, where their heart is going. We're really wanting to focus on global missions, and so we feel we're really blessed.
Well, we have a heart for the Word of God. We're very serious about getting normal people back into the Bible, being fascinated and curious about, and children can start, and then doesn't matter how many degrees you have, you can go as deep as you want. You'll never get to the end of it. So I want to give you the mic. Here is South Africa, 400,000 people listening right now. Is there something on your heart that you'd like to share with our country?
Yes, absolutely. That really go beyond just the cultural Christian claim. And really, I would encourage everybody to examine your heart and do you really believe? And for those areas, if you are struggling with areas of belief, God's word can handle you questioning. You know, if you're not questioning out of a heart of sin, but genuinely questioning, God's word can handle it. He is trustworthy and he is true. And I would just encourage everybody in the world, but certainly those claiming to be Christians, or just really dig deep. God can handle it. You know, when we have questions, that questioning heart, he doesn't have any problem with that.
Okay, so we're a satellite station. Will you please tell me then what do we offer here in South Africa for Moody?
I think you could hear from Emily that they present quality and deep theology in their courses. Now, this is not theological courses. It is well-thought enrichment courses. So you don't have to be a theologian. If you want to know more of a variety of topics, and Emily has chosen 8 courses for us for the next 2 years, in which you can enrich yourself and your biblical experience and perhaps find God in it if you don't have God in your heart. So for the next 2 years, we're rolling out 8 different enrichment courses, and hopefully that is only the start of much bigger things to come.
And how are they spread out?
Every 3 months. Oh, every okay. 3 months, a different course will start. One course is 12 weeks, and 8 of them is lined up.
And they video courses, or do someone present
them?
Yes, it's
online video, but we also have facilitation every second week here at Radio Pulpit. Charles will be the facilitator, where people can come together, we can discuss matters, and if they've got questions, they can ask it. But the facilitator will always also be available online. So this is a hybrid system, as they call it. It's both local at Radio Pulpit and also online.
That's wonderful. Okay, so if you can't be there because you're in Mpumalanga or down in the Cape, we're not limited to the area.
No problem. We'll have a live person at the other side, and everything will be explained to you.
Okay, and if people want to get involved in any way, maybe they missed the first one or they want to get involved right away, where do they go?
Email study@radiopulpit.co.za.
As simple
only
as that.
Email that. You just say, hello, I want to study with Moody's. And we'll get you hooked up. Can I just say thank you to Emily and the team? They really made it possible financially to have affordable, quality, world-class enrichment courses for Radio Pulpit and the people who are interested.
Emily, we always say that may the work that you put in be good seed, that it falls into good ground, and that you have got a harvest that is plentiful. And as a matter of fact, harvest that you don't even know about, that will surprise you when you get into heaven. God says, well done, good and faithful servant, that your life had a life of meaning, that every day and every tear and every doubt and everything that you put in there, that it'll be something precious between you and God.
Amen.